It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
High school football fans, we have made it. It is officially the first Friday of the high school football season. This guy could not be more excited. I hope you're just as excited as I am. Got a ton of games to run down. I'm going to take the first segment in the show to run down those games. Something new that I did last week that I kind of like that I think I'm going to stick with is the first segment I'll run down the games, and then in the last segment of the show, I will pick the winners for some local area games. So stay tuned for that, and just remember that this show, the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network, is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Wild Adventures, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, and by DBM Roofing. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, 912-466-7340, or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. All right, so let's go ahead and run down some of these games that we've got going on. The first game that is on the docket here, South Effingham at New Hampstead. The Mustangs will go and play the Phoenix, the New Hampstead Phoenix. That game will be at New Hampstead. Kind of a game where you think that both of those teams are going to be contenders for maybe a 4 seed, possibly a 3 seed in their region. So we'll get a good indication of where these two teams stand, at least, you know, head to head moving forward. Camden at Brunswick, one of the highlight games of the early season, high school football season, one of the highlight games of the first week for sure. Camden, of course, coming off of a Final Four appearance. Brunswick coming off of a second-round playoff appearance. Camden with a whole new system, whole new coaching staff, new head coach. We'll see what that translates to on the field. Brunswick coming back in Garrett Grady's third season, I believe it is, and he's got a very good team. This might be the best team that Garrett Grady has had since he's been the head coach for the Brunswick High Pirates. We'll see what that game looks like. The West All-Stars will play Colquitt County in a tune-up game. I'm not really sure what the West All-Stars is. I said this last week. I think this is probably just like exactly that, a tune-up game for Colquitt. Jenkins at Lowndes. Jenkins heads over to the Concrete Palace. Good luck. Tough place to win for anybody. Tift at Griffin, Tucker at Valdosta, Liberty County at Bradwell, a little bit of a rivalry game there. Bradwell, the higher classification school, so we'll see. That game also is at Ovie Field. Glen Academy at Wayne County, a game where I had said previously that Glenn had a quarterback transfer in from California, and I think that once he gets in tune with Rocky Hidalgo's system, that they're going to be really, really good. They're going to go with the other quarterback, Jalen Ellis, to start this game. The Glenn Academy is. Wayne's got a brutal schedule. Good football team, brutal schedule. That game is in Jessup. This is one of those games where I'm not really sure. I think both teams are really good. I like Glenn down the road to be really, really good, like Elite Eight good. We'll see where they stand now. Statesboro at Southeast Bullock. That game will be over in Brooklyn. Huge rivalry game in Bullock County. Coffee at Bainbridge. Boy, did Coffee look good in their preseason scrimmage. kind of like the Trojans. Man, I'm really, really high on the Trojans for this season. Warner Robins at Lee County. Eagles Landing at Northside. Monroe at Thomas County Central. The Ware County Gators trek over to Baxley to play Appling County. Appling very good. Ware very good. We saw Ware down the Brunswick High Pirates in the preseason scrimmage 28-19 in the varsity part of that football game. Really a back-and-forth game. I like Ware. Again, as I just mentioned to you, Brunswick's going to be really good. They got a lot of talent on that roster. And, you know, Ware was able to, quote-unquote, beat them in the varsity portion of that scrimmage. Beach at Calvary Day, MCA at the Islands. You might see MCA in the new edition of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings coming up next segment. Johnson Savannah at Bryan County, Vidalia at Long County, Claxton at Tatnall, Bacon at Clinch, Brantley at Charlton. Listen, I think I've reversed course, and I'll talk about that in the last segment. Last week I told you that I really liked Brantley to go down to Charlton and upset what would be considered an upset, the Indians in the Swamp at home. I've had some conversations with some folks, and I don't know that I'm as confident that Brantley will go down and beat Charlton as I was last week. We'll talk about it a little later in the show. Irwin at Fitzgerald, Jeff Davis at Washington County, Thomasville at Brooks County. Huge rivalry off of I-16, Dublin at Swainsboro. I think these two schools are separated by about 30 miles, if I'm not mistaken. Johnson County at East Lawrence, Jefferson at Screven, Whitefield at Savannah Christian, Savannah Country Day at Charlotte Country Day. I said this last week, don't know a lot about Charlotte Country Day. I know Savannah Country Day is a pretty good football team. ECI at Wilcox, Jenkins County at Glasscock, Savannah at Frederica. Frederica, really young football team. Savannah, traditionally not a football power, so we'll see what that game looks like. I think that's going to be a really entertaining game. If you're in that area and you like high school football, I think this will be a good game. If you want to be entertained and watch a good game, I think this will be just that. Houston at Alpharetta, Raven Gap at Benedictine. You might see Benedictine in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings in the next segment. And Bullock Academy at Portal. I need to make a correction on this particular game. I think in the Southern Sports Edition Minute, it's going to tell you that game is actually at Portal. It's not. It's going to be at Paulson Stadium. It's going to be a part of the Irk Russell Classic. So I guess those are the two local teams that they're going to get to participate in the Irk Russell instead of Statesboro and Southeast Bullock, which they've had, I guess, the last couple of years. This year they're going Bullock Academy and Portal.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. It is finally here, the kickoff of high school football. Here are some matchups from across South Georgia. The Glen Academy Red Terriers head over to JC Stadium in Jessup to take on Wayne County. Frederica hosts Savannah in the Bloody Marsh on St. Simon's. Statesboro hops over to Brooklet to take on Southeast Bullock. Bullock Academy heads west on Highway 80 to take on Portal. And Brunswick hosts Camden between the bricks at Glen County Stadium. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com. And look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
When life gets wild, get wilder. Soar higher. Roar louder. Get your feet wet, because wild times call for wild adventures. Explore 170 acres of rides and slides, and discover over 100 exotic animals. Experience a tasty adventure during Wild Food Weekends this month only at Wild Adventures. Visit wildadventures.com for tickets.
You're shrimping the bag.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball, presented by FIS, takes the field this season at 121 Financial Ballpark as the AAA affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Tickets start at just $5. Fireworks after every Friday home game and kids round the bases after Sunday games. Call 358-2846 or jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
It's that time. The Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Wild Adventures, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, and by DBM Roofing. None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available. Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate, 912-326-5337. Give DBM a like on Facebook or check them out online, dbmroofing.com. All right, so the second edition of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. So last week we did a preseason one. It's really tough to do these rankings without having, you know, real games played. So next week, once we've got some games under our belt, things will begin to take shape a little more concretely. I'm basically just kind of going on scrimmage games, what I know about the programs. I take all that information, I enter into a formula. Formula spits out who they think, or what the formula thinks mathematically, as far as who is 1 through 10 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Give you some parameters. In order to be eligible for the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, you must be south of I-16 or roundabout, and you must be east of I-75 roundabout. You could be a little bit further west, a little bit further north of I-16, I-75, but you have to be roundabout to be eligible for the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. So the teams in West Georgia and North Georgia, sorry, you're not eligible. Our show basically is prime for the South Georgia listener. It's kind of what we do, and, you know, frankly, we're pretty good at it. Okay, so the teams that are no longer in from last week that fell out, Camden out, Glenn out of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Last week, I'll recap. Last week, we had 10 Richmond Hill, 9 Camden, 8 Calvary Day, 7 Swainsboro, 6 Bullock Academy, 5 Glenn, 4 Benedictine, 3 is Ware, 2 Valwood, and number 1 was Coffee. Valwood also out, by the way. All right, so starting at number 10, two preseason games, two preseason scrimmages. They won them both. Looked pretty good. Looked very physical. So checking in, making their first appearance in 2024 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the MCA Buccaneers in at 10. At number 9, also a new entry into the rankings. Looked very good in their preseason scrimmage. I like this team. They almost got in last week, millimeters from getting in. They debut in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings in 2024. The Valdosta Wildcats at number 9. At number 8, up 2 spots with a 13-3 scrimmage game win over Jenkins, the Richmond Hill Wildcats move up two spots from 10 to 8. At number 7, moving up one spot, a team that I think is capable of winning a state championship within their classification, the Calvary Day Cavaliers move up one spot from 8 to 7. At number 6, also moving up one spot, we'll learn a lot about them tonight. The Swainsboro Tigers move from 7 to 6, another team that I think is good enough to win it all. At number 5, down one spot, no, excuse me, up one spot, the Bullock Academy Gators move up to number 5. We'll find a little bit about them tonight as they play, or this weekend as they play Portal in the Irk Russell Classic. At number 4, down one spot, the Ware County Gators, a 28-19 scrimmage win over the Brunswick High Pirates. That's the varsity portion of the game now. They move from 3 to 4. Moving up one spot with a 23-0 blanking of the Camden County Wildcats in that scrimmage game, the Benedictine Cadets move from 4 to 3. They blanked the Wildcats, shut them out, and of course the Wildcats were in the rankings last week. At number 2, falling out of the number 1 spot, down to number 2, the Coffee County Trojans, a 28-0 winner in the scrimmage game that they played against Fitzgerald, a pretty formidable scrimmage game opponent. 28-0 win for the Trojans, but they fall. And the reason they fall from number 1 is because you have a new number 1, a team that really showed me something this past week in their scrimmage game win, a 35-0 shutout against the Glen Academy Red Terrors, another team that I'm really high on, and Pierce dominated them. So Pierce is your number 1 team this week in week 2 of the preseason edition of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Let's recap. At number 10, we've got MCA. Number 9, Valdosta. 8, Richmond Hill. 7, Calvary Day. 6, Swainsboro. 5, Bullock Academy. 4, Ware County. 3, Benedictine. 2, Coffee. And the number 1 team this week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Pierce County Bears. You'll probably see a lot of all of these teams as the season wears on in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. I was stunned at the Pierce performance. I thought that Glenn would win, but it would be close.
Fast Fire Pizza, built and cooked right in front of you. Blaze Pizza in the Target Shopping Center. Build your own pizza with unlimited toppings at no extra charge. Different daily specials Monday through Friday. Kids Eat Free Mondays. Fletzy Discount Tuesday. Student Discount Day on Fridays and more. Locally owned and operated by one of your neighbors. Order ahead or for pickup. 912-275-8270. Online at blazepizza.com.
No matter the temperature outside, the AC Guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. Your exclusive Trane dealer and Trane comfort specialists. High quality work, Trane professionals, top-notch local service. Give the professional hometown folks at the AC Guys a call, 912-638-5778, or check them out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and his family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors. 2928 Norwich Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Friday, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
It's time for back to school, time for fall, time for football, and Cunningham Jewelers has time for you. Come on in and let your friends at Cunningham Jewelers help you pick that perfect watch to help you keep time. With the best watch selection in the Golden Isles, Cunningham Jewelers has the right timepiece for you. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
For years, Bubba Garcia's has been your St. Simon's favorite for fun and Mexican food. And now that fun, great food can be found in Brunswick, too. Now open right across from Mary Ross Park. Saturday and Sunday brunch with bottomless mimosas and Bloody Marys. Taco Tuesdays. Wing Wednesdays and so much more. All the fun you've come to know from Bubba Garcia's right at the waterfront. BubbaGarcias.com and on Facebook at Bubba's at Mary Ross Park.
With high school football kicking off, that also means that we are exuberantly close to the kickoff of the college football season. And one of the things that we will do throughout the season that we have always done is that we have picked games. This season will be no different. We'll go through the college football schedule week by week. And I will, for those folks that like to place bets on games, I'm not advocating that. I want you to be financially responsible with your money. But if you're looking to make a few hundred bucks here and there, or maybe more, Jason Bishop has the insight to be able to help you do that. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Wild Adventures. Wild Food Weekends returns to Wild Adventures every Saturday and Sunday now through August the 25th. Sample all seven wild foods and get unlimited soda with the new flavor card. Try new creations like smoked bologna burnt ends, strawberry crunch funnel cake, brown sugar boba iced coffee, and more. And if you're brave, try the Gator Sauce Wings featuring Pepper X, just named the hottest pepper on the planet by the Guinness World Records. Wild Adventure Food Weekends, August 10th through the 25th. It's a whole lot of flavor, and you can save 50% on daily tickets when you buy online now at wildadventures.com. Okay, so here we go. The college football season. So we're going to do the week zero games and then week one games as well. And then as we get close week to week, you know, we'll be able to kind of delve into that a little bit better. In the top 20, and we'll only do top 25. That'll be another thing that we do. SEC and ACC games, area teams, you know, we'll tell you what's going on at Georgia Southern, Kennesaw State, etc. In the top 25, which is all we're going to do this week because we're not quite close enough to really delve into it, the top 25 game, week zero, you've got Florida State, who's ranked 10th, playing Georgia Tech in Ireland Saturday, August the 24th, is that game. Man, I've got some questions about Florida State. Questions at quarterback. Who's going to be their guy? I mean, I know DJU is there, but can you really depend on him? And I saw such improvement with Georgia Tech last year. Brent Key has really got that team as a physical football team. Don't be stunned. I mean this. Don't be stunned. Not only if Georgia Tech goes over to Ireland and keeps this game close, which I think they will. I don't think Georgia Tech's getting blown out of this game. Don't be stunned if Tech walks away a winner beating Florida State in Ireland. Florida State's roster is good. I get it. I just think that Georgia Tech is vastly underrated. They've got a pretty good roster, too. Brent Key's doing a good job recruiting, especially the Atlanta area. I'm going to pick Florida State here, but I'm telling you, don't be stunned if the Yellow Jackets walk away a winner in this football game. And side note, if they do, go ahead and write in pen that Georgia Tech will win the ACC. Yeah, that's what I said. If Georgia Tech beats Florida State, they're winning the ACC. Western Carolina at 24 NC State. That's a game that we play Thursday, August the 29th. So NC State is a contender for an ACC championship. You know, they're getting mentioned with the likes of Florida State and Clemson to be a team that needs to be reckoned with in the ACC. I like NC State. Definitely going to get a W here against Western Carolina. Lindenwood at Kansas. Kansas is ranked 22nd. Thursday, August 29th game. I don't see any way that Lindenwood is playing or beating Kansas. Murray State at Missouri, also Thursday, August the 29th. Missouri's got some high expectations, some expectations they're not used to over there. In Columbia, they're talking about playoffs for Missouri. Them being a top 12 team and getting into the college football playoffs, they'll have to make a statement here against Murray State to make some folks some believers that aren't right now. Southern Utah at 12, Utah also Thursday, August the 29th. Utah has got their eyes on a Big 12 championship. They're my pick, by the way. They make a statement against Southern Utah. Temple at Oklahoma, Friday, August the 30th. Nothing to really be said about this game. Oklahoma rolls. Saturday, August the 31st. This is officially, I guess, the opening day of college football. You'll have 14 Clemson at, well, versus number one Georgia at Mercedes-Benz. Might as well be a home game for Georgia, and they're playing it right down the road in Atlanta. Georgia is the team to beat. They are the perennial favorite to win a national championship. Clemson, couple of years where maybe they haven't played up to the fan base's expectations. They're a good football team. They're a contender in the ACC, but Georgia don't play in the ACC. I think Clemson keeps this game relatively close. When I say that, I mean, you know, 17, 21 points. Georgia's winning this game. Illinois State at 25, Iowa. This will be a close game, folks. Iowa is dreadful on offense. It's like watching paint dry. They can play defense with almost anybody in the country. Illinois State, a team that will push them, especially if they don't score points. Close game. Iowa finds a way in the end. Penn State at West Virginia. This is a really under-the-radar game. It's going to be a great one. Penn State is going to go to Morgantown, and the Mountaineers are going to give the Nittany Lions everything they want plus a bag of chips. That's going to be a fantastic watch. Great football game. I think Penn State finds a way in the end. You're talking about a field goal game, less than a field goal game, possibly. I think it will be. Chattanooga at 15, Tennessee. The Volunteers are trying to get into the playoff. Most of them projected as a team that's going to be on the outside looking in. They got to win some games. Big chance to make a statement here against Chattanooga. We'll see what they can do. Akron at Ohio State. Of course, the Buckeyes ranked number two in the country. Blowout. South Dakota State at 17, Oklahoma State, blowout. Number 19 at Florida. A lot of expectation with Billy Napier down in the swamp in Gainesville. Miami's got some injury issues coming into this football game. They're ranked 19th in the country. The swamp is a tough place to win. It just is. The professional in me wants to pick Miami. I don't know that Miami is going to, with all the injuries they've got, I don't know that they can go and beat even a middle-of-the-road SEC team, which I think is what Florida is. I'll take the Gators to upset Miami in the first weekend of the season. Colorado State at number four, Texas. Colorado State gets rolled. Furman at number six, Ole Miss. Ole Miss blows them out. Tennessee Martin at 18, Kansas State. This game's going to be closer than what it should be. Kansas State wins, touchdown 10 points. Western Kentucky at Alabama. The new staff at Alabama looking to make a statement. I think they will here against Western Kentucky, trying to prove that they're not going to fall off in the new era with the Crimson Tide. Idaho at number three, Oregon. Oregon's going to be a team that's going to try and make a statement in this game against Idaho. I think they will. Fresno State at number nine, Michigan. Michigan will get the W here handily. Number seven, Notre Dame at 20, Texas A&M. Of course, Texas A&M, Mike Elko comes in from Duke. An SEC school with Texas A&M. You've got to be physical in the SEC. Texas A&M is just that. They're a physical football team. Notre Dame traditionally has struggled with the smash mouth teams, the physical football teams. Every time you see Notre Dame get into a college football playoff against one of those teams, they get destroyed. I think Notre Dame goes on the road to Kyle Field, and I think they lose at College Station. They get exposed by Texas A&M. I'll take Texas A&M 20 over a 7. That's an upset. New Mexico at 21, Arizona. This game is close. This is a 7 to 10 point game. Arizona gets the win at home. ranked 21st in the Big 12. We'll see where that lands them at the end. 13, this is a Sunday game, by the way, September the 1st. 13, LSU at 23, USC. I don't think USC is very good. I think LSU is very good. I think LSU makes a statement and blows the doors off the Trojans in the very first game of the season for both of these teams, and I think USC is left reeling for the rest of the season. I don't think they'll recover from what LSU is going to do to them. I'll take 13 LSU over 23 USC. Monday, September the 2nd, Boston College, another Florida State game. Remember, they play week zero. They'll play Monday, September the 2nd against Boston College at home. I just finished telling you that I've got some concerns about Florida State's roster. I do think they're good enough to beat Boston College at home. So I'll take Florida State beating Boston College at the Doke. So, yeah, there you go. I tell you what, the Georgia-Clemson game, the closer it gets, the more nervous I get. I keep hearing Dabo Swinney going on all these radio shows touting how good his football team is, and he's making me nervous, but, you know, it's Dabo.
The summer heat is here, and now is the time to make sure your AC doesn't strike out in the summer heat. Call your friends at Air Adjusters to have your AC serviced. It will help your power bill, too. And don't forget that Air Adjusters will install and service your ice machine to keep your business running smoothly, no matter the brand. Call 912-264-9747 to schedule or check us out online. AirAdjusters.com. License number CN208489. The best oysters on the coast? You'll find them at Catch 228 on St. Simon's Island at the end of Redfern Village. You'll find all your favorites on our menu as well. From burgers to peony shrimp to filet mignon, it's right here at Catch 228. We have 12 drafts on tap with your local favorites. We have wine and top shelf liquor also. Happy hour daily, 4 to 6, and don't forget about our Bloody Mary Bar. Find us on Facebook for specials and feel free to call ahead. 912-634-6228. Catch 228.
With Duckworth Properties, your dream home is just a click or a phone call away. One of the premier real estate agencies in all of South Georgia, Duckworth Properties agents have the know-how and expertise to make your dream home a reality. Whether it's finding that perfect place or a new construction, Duckworth Properties will get it done. Over $69 million in sales already for 2024. There is no better choice. 912-262-0366. Online at DuckworthProperties.com or check out our Facebook page. Duckworth Properties, unlocking your dreams.
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Accepts most insurances. Hassle-free transfers and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and Mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait times under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com. 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
The Atlanta Braves. I had given up on them last week. I thought that for sure by the next time that I talked to you that they would be out of the wild card hunt, or not out of the wild card hunt, but they'd be out of a wild card spot. They have surprised me. They are holding on. And granted, they're holding on by the skin of their teeth. They're two games up on the Mets for the final wild card. They held the top wild card for most of the season. Of course, they have now fallen out of that. And they're holding on to the final wild card. The Diamondbacks and the Padres, both in the NL West, have passed them and hold a two-game lead. They're tied, the Padres and Diamondbacks, same record. So they're both two games up on Atlanta for the first wild card spot. Atlanta holding the last, two games up on the Mets. They had to go make this West Coast trip. They went to San Francisco. four games, and they've had a really good series against the Giants. They were able to put some distance between them and the Giants because the Giants were also breathing down their necks. I think the Giants had gotten to within a game or two of catching Atlanta for the final wild card spot. Michael Harris, boy, he came back and made a huge impact in the Giants series. They need the offensive help. They need the offensive help for sure. Rosario was DFA'd a couple weeks ago when they made the deal for Soler. So that's one less. You know, Rosario was hitting like 170 with like seven home runs. They gave him the option of being optioned down to AAA, and he declined that and became a free agent. I don't really see, and I like Eddie Rosario. If you're an Atlanta Braves fan, you have to like Eddie Rosario because of how he played, especially in the playoffs in that 21 season where they won the World Series. So as a Braves fan, it's inherent to like him. Unfortunately, I don't know how much longer his career has. He's in his early 30s, right? And by baseball standards, that's ancient with the new, I guess, dynamics of what the league is. It's now really general managers covet those younger players. And, you know, the veteran guys in their early 30s, I think, are unfairly kind of dismissed at times. But Rosario has struggled. He had those eye issues, remember, like a couple years back, right after the World Series year, and he hasn't been the same player ever since he got back from whatever eye issues were plaguing him. I don't, you know, when he declined the minor league option, it did make sense to me because I kind of thought, well, if he elects free agency with how poorly he's done, there's not going to be any club that's going to offer him a major league deal. Any contract that Rosario signs from here on out is going to be a minor league deal. The only way that's not going to be the case is if he signs a minor league deal and then somehow gets promoted, makes a team, and then has a monster year, returns to form. But I just don't see that happening for Rosario. So just, you know, I hate it, but it looks like that he's much closer to the end of his career than what I thought he would be at this point, all the way back to 2021. Just really struggled hitting the baseball. Meanwhile, Atlanta's trying to cling on to that final spot. Max Fried recently returned and has looked terrible, as expected. I'm not a Max Fried guy. Like, I'll just go ahead and tell you, Max Fried is going to get a huge contract. Whether Atlanta decides to extend him or whether he hits the free agent market, which is what I'm hoping Atlanta lets him do, he's going to get an absorbent amount of money. He's 30 years old. He's been injury plagued. And quite frankly, in my opinion, Max Fried is a middle of the rotation guy. He is not a number one frontline ace, and he's never been that, in my opinion. Best case, he's been a fringe two. But, you know, and he's got some decent numbers. There's some years where he had some sub-3 ERAs. But most of the time, you know, throughout his career, his ERA has been in the threes. He's been a 12 to 15 win guy. He's not a guy. This is what I think about, and I think I've said this on the show many times. When I think about a frontline ace starter, the first thing that pops into my brain is, if I'm going to give this guy big money as a frontline ace, then the opinion I have to have of him is, Game 7 of the World Series, can I give this guy the ball and have him go 8, maybe 9, win me a game 1-0 or 2-1? That's the guy that I envision as your number one frontline ace. Max Fried isn't that guy. He's never been that guy, and he's never going to be that guy at this point in his career. He is what he is at this point. Do you believe that if you gave Max Fried the ball in Game 7 of the World Series that you can win that game 2-1? I don't. In my opinion, the outlook is you give Max Fried the ball, you got to score 4 to win. He's going to get big money. Somebody's going to overpay him. And, you know, since his return to Atlanta, all of this hope was placed on him to help solidify the rotation, and that just has not happened. He has not looked good to this point. Meanwhile, Ian Anderson for the Braves, they're talking about an imminent return for him. I'm be honest with you, with where the Braves are with their pitching staff right now, Ian Anderson is their last best hope of concreting the pitching staff and having a staff good enough to get into the playoffs and, more importantly, maybe win a series, possibly two series in the playoffs, which I don't think they're going to do. But their playoff hopes are going to rest on Ian Anderson. That's just kind of where they are with the pitching situation and the injuries. If Ian Anderson looks like he did before he was before he got hurt in, what was that, 2022? And he returns like 2021, Ian Anderson, I like Atlanta's chances to get in. I believe in Ian Anderson. I think he's going to come back when they decide to activate him, and I think he's going to be good for the Braves when he's ready. He had a pretty good start last week. Seven innings, three runs, four hits, and he was talking about command after the game, that he felt like his command was the best that it had been since he had returned from injury and pitching in the minors on rehab. I don't think it'll be long before you see him in Atlanta. I was actually surprised that he did not pitch these last several days earlier in the week. I'm surprised that you didn't see him earlier in the week. You may see him when they get back to Atlanta. They got a big series with the Phillies. They still have to go to Anaheim, finish up that series with the Angels, and then next week the Phillies come to town. Braves currently around six games out. See what they can do, and if they can significantly cut out the deficit, they'd have to sweep the Phillies at this point in that series and be, you know, five or six games back, and then sweep the Phillies and cut that thing to maybe two or three games back, get themselves in striking distance, and maybe that helps them in the wild card too, which is probably, you know, what they're going to do. They're going to be a wild card team. I've said this all along. I will say it to you one more time, Braves fans. This probably isn't the year. All the injuries, Acuna, Strider, Albies, I could go on and on. Murphy's missed time. Minter's now on the IL. It hasn't been the Braves' year. You've had some productive issues from guys that you expected to put up better numbers than what they've put up. Michael Harris has missed significant time. He's just now coming back. I just don't think it's the Braves' year. At the end of the day, this is what I'll pose, the question I pose to you, Braves fans. In order for the Braves to win the World Series, in order for the Braves to get to the World Series, they're going to have to beat at least one of these teams, and maybe both, the Phillies and the Dodgers. Do you honestly believe that the Atlanta Braves, this version, is good enough to beat the Phillies or the Dodgers in a short 3-5 series, or even in a 4-7? Are the Atlanta Braves good enough to beat either one of those teams? The answer is no.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurances, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy. Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has two locations to serve you. Max's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Macon Light, Monday through Saturday. Both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Max Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook. Hey.
Trying to find great family fun, but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
Before I jump into picking the high school football games leading into Friday Night Lights, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Wild Adventures, and by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. All right, so here we go. Like I said, this is a new thing that I've started doing. I like doing it. I did it the first time last week. I'm going to do it again each and every week of the high school football season. I'm going to pick some games, and I'm going to pick winners from around the South Georgia area, premier games or games that at least interest me. So the first game, like I said in the first segment, one of the premier games of the first week of the season, the Camden County Wildcats go to Glenn County Stadium between the bricks to play the Brunswick High Pirates. The Pirates have, he's listed as a tight end, but Garrett Grady will play him at tight end. He'll play him at running back. Hezekiah Kent, five-star kid. Everybody under the sun trying to get him to commit. Camden's got their own great tight end, another five-star in their own right, Elias Williams. He's committed to go to Georgia. Senior quarterback for Brunswick, junior quarterback for Camden. The interesting thing is both of those quarterbacks won their starting jobs mid-season, where they had seniors that were starting over them as sophomores, and they supplanted, they eventually beat out the senior, and the senior got benched in their favor. Both quarterbacks did that. Brunswick High's defense, pretty good. Camden's defense is really good. This game to me goes down to the pass rush. If Camden protects their quarterback, Parks Riandu, if Camden protects their quarterback, I think Camden's got a good shot to win the football game. If they can't, I think Brunswick wins in a blowout. I've gone really back and forth on this game because I really just don't know. Me is flip a coin because I don't really know what to expect in this football game, having absolutely no idea of what Camden's going to look like in their new spread, new coaching staff, and all of that stuff. I do know this. Camden, Brunswick has started out the years, the last couple, they've won two in a row against Camden. They've started out better than the Wildcats, and then Camden's ended up better than Brunswick at the end. The game's in the at Glenn County Stadium. I'll take Brunswick. I'll take Brunswick to beat the Wildcats. Liberty at Bradwell, huge rivalry game there in Liberty County. Because Liberty is a significant lower classification, I'll take Bradwell. I think this game is really close. I think it's a good football game. I'll take Bradwell close. Glenn Academy at Wayne County. I just said last week that I thought Glenn would go and blow out the Yellow Jackets. I've changed my mind. I don't think Glenn's going to roll into JC Stadium and blow out the Yellow Jackets. I like a defensive struggle in this football game. And in the end, I think Glenn Academy finds a way to win on the road in a hostile environment in JC Stadium. Statesboro at Southeast Bullock, huge rivalry game in Bullock County. Southeast Bullock hosting in Brooklyn. I think that might be the first time Statesboro's ever made the trip to Brooklyn. I'm pretty sure I'm right about that. Southeast Bullock will be contending for a playoff spot, and I think they've got a really good shot to make it as a possible four in their region. I don't really know about Statesboro. I do think Statesboro will go and win this football game and remain undefeated against Southeast Bullock. Warner Robins at Lee, another one of those big-time games in the first week of the season. Lee County is at home in Leesburg. Warner Robins is still really good. They haven't really been great since that three-peat they had a few years ago, so I'll take Lee County at home. We're at Appling, another really good game. Ware a couple of classifications higher than Appling. This is a close game, physical football game, hard-hitting football game. I'll take the Ware County Gators just on depth. I'll take them on depth. They will go to Baxley and win that football game. MCA at the Islands. I like MCA as a dark horse to make a deep playoff run. I'll take MCA over the Islands in Savannah. Vidalia at Long County. Long County, I'm talking to you. I've been waiting for you to kick down the door. I've been touting you for 2 years on this show that you were this close to being a formidable program, making the playoffs, beating some good teams. I'm waiting on you. Here's Vidalia. You got them at home. Vidalia's a good football team, but they're not unbeatable. I'll take Vidalia to win the football game and continue the Long County suffering. Brantley at Charlton. I said last week on the show I like Brantley to go down and upset Charlton. I've kind of reversed course on this. I've talked to some coaches, some teams that have played both schools, some coaches that have played both schools in this preseason scrimmages. And from what I've been told, I think I like Charlton to actually beat Brantley. Charlton was 2-9 last year. Definitely not the outcome that is accepted down there in Folkston, but I like them to go 1-0 and beat Brantley. I do think the game's a little bit close. Dublin at Swainsboro, man, it doesn't get much more hated than that. The I-16 rivalry. Dublin has been a really good program over the last decade. Swainsboro has been a juggernaut over the last three seasons. You don't beat Swainsboro at home. Swainsboro knocks off Dublin, gets the season off on the right foot. Savannah at Frederica. Frederica, uber young team. Savannah's not traditional, a non-traditional power. You don't really see Savannah in conversations or hear them when you start talking about state titles. Of course, Frederica, a GISA team. Savannah, a GHSA team. There are 27, 28 kids that are going to be playing for Frederica. That's normally the case. They're always around 30. I like Savannah. I like Savannah to go into the Bloody Marsh and beat Frederica on St. Simon's. Bullock Academy at Portal in the Irk Russell Classic. I've said this ad nauseum. Portal finally broke through, had a fantastic year last year. Bullock Academy is really, really, really good. Portal lost some pieces from last year. They're playing that game at Paulson Stadium, neutral site at Georgia Southern. It's going to be a good football game. I like this game to be close. This will be a very entertaining game. Probably will come down to who makes the least amount of mistakes. I think Bullock's a little bit better. I will take the Bullock Academy Gators to get the job done over Portal. I think Bullock's got a chance to win a GISA state championship. I think that's the type of team that they have for the Gators this season. So, yeah, those are my picks. And the big ones, I've got Lee over Warner Robins, Brunswick over Camden, Glenn over Wayne, Statesboro over Southeast, Bullock, and I'll take Bullock Academy over, yeah, I'll take Bullock Academy over the Portal Panthers. Close game, though, for sure. Good game.
Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. It is finally here, the kickoff of high school football. Here are some matchups from across South Georgia. The Glenn Academy Red Terriers head over to JC Stadium in Jessup to take on Wayne County. Frederica hosts Savannah in the Bloody Marsh on St. Simon's. Statesboro hops over to Brooklet to take on Southeast Bullock. Bullock Academy heads west on Highway 80 to take on Portal. And Brunswick hosts Camden between the bricks at Glenn County Stadium. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com. and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
When life gets wild, get wilder. Soar higher. Roar louder. Get your feet wet, because wild times call for wild adventures. Explore 170 acres of rides and slides and discover over 100 exotic animals. Experience a tasty adventure during Wild Food Weekends this month only at Wild Adventures. Visit wildadventures.com for tickets.
You're shrimping the bag.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball, presented by FIS, takes the field this season at 121 Financial Ballpark as the AAA affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Tickets start at just $5. Fireworks after every Friday home game and kids round the bases after Sunday games. Call 358-2846 or jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.